So the houses that did survive, have you heard that the mayor is now forcing them to leave the homes that were not burnt down? Here's the proof.
This Lahaina shit is insane. I have a friend who lost his home. He lost everything. But this isn't for him. This is somebody else by him. They didn't lose their home, but they're about to, because the mayor is evicting the entire fucking building. Some of the only people that still had homes, and they're evicting them. They have 45 days. Pause to read why. This is from the fucking mayor.
Read it.
Chances are this landlord got paid off very well, and they have till September 31st to evacuate and vacate their homes and just get the fuck out, basically. They're welcome, it says, to leave before then. So these are the last people on this island in this little area that have a home still, and they're kicking them out of it. I hope this is the straw that breaks the camel's back for this whole fucking country. I know we all see what's going on. I know what we're talking about, what this is. We all see it. We all see it. This is just proof. I'm fucking...
So what it says is that they're going to make it a command center, the apartment that survived. This particular one. So the people that pay their taxes, don't worry about having a home. The government needs your home. So go ahead, prop up a tent. You can be homeless as long as the chief is doing good and the mayor. Nobody really gives a shit about the people. Is that how this is really supposed to work? Is government telling the people to get the fuck out of their homes? Is this what really everything's come to and nobody's gonna do anything? The town burnt down under very mysterious circumstances. You got the water turned off. You got police blocking the roads where all the cars were burnt, which is very suspicious. You got no sirens. You got the guy responsible for the no sirens saying he's clearly proud that he didn't siren, because then what? Then people would know there's a fire. You got melted metal, which doesn't happen in forest fires. And next to melted metal, you got standing umbrellas. You have the blockade of the supplies, you have the executive orders, and you have the governor, no joke. The governor is a keynote speaker for Agenda 2030, 100% wants to put out a mandate to make Hawaii 100% all electric, smart city in Maui. They don't hide it. He literally says he's pushing Agenda 2030. Right here, you want to see? There's the governor already trying to acquire the land. Seems like they're doing it, right? Even if your house did stay up or your apartment stayed up, they're acquiring it. Here it is, Governor Josh Green, touting his sustainability accomplishments at the United Nations Economic and Social Council, which is taking place in New York City, July 12th through 19th. That just passed. The first state to mandate 100% renewable energy for electricity, said Governor Green. He's the keynote speaker at the United Nations. The speakers, as the governor, is the keynote speaker. Governor Josh Green was the keynote speaker for the United Nations Agenda 2030. He literally says it, United Nations Agenda Sustainable Development for 2030. It's right there. These are the people they're bringing together. More than 40 presenters from around the world, and they're implementing the United Nations UN 2030. It's literally the Great Reset. Right here in Hawaii, on Maui, you could see by everything playing out, they're not bullshitting people. So it is up to you and it is up to me, and we the people. We have to say no. We have to step up and we have to stand up for Maui. A long time ago, Maui was stolen from the people and the monarch. It was taken over by businessmen. These businessmen were actually born. He was born here in Hawaii, but he came through Protestant missionaries. So missionaries, hate to tell everybody, missionary who became a lawyer, stole the land, used the military. A lot of people think the American government came over here and went and stole it. It's not what happened. Grover Cleveland was the president at the time when all this played out. And he said, hell no. He sent an investigation team out here, found out that it was illegally occupied, and he kicked their annexation down. They had to wait till the next president to get that stuff pushed through, because there is an actual shadow government that runs the country. It's just the way it works. The proof is in the Federal Reserve Bank. For those of y'all have eyes to see, you can see how the Federal Reserve Bank enslaves everybody, because they print up money and they make you pay it. The people back the Federal Reserve Bank through interest, through taxation. 100% illegal. Whole system set up this way. The corporations in America called Washington, D.C. has taken over everywhere because they have the same Federal Reserve Bank owners in every country. This is called debt slavery. Most people don't realize they're slaves without chains. Now you're starting to see that they're not playing, and they're letting this chain show now. Get out of the property, we'll burn it down, no siren, no water. They even cut the water off for the people. They literally are doing whatever they want, and they think they're going to get away with it. But this time, they're not. It's going to stop right here. And what was stolen from the people, we the people, we didn't know what they were doing here, stealing the land. None of us knew what was really going on, but now this is our chance to stand up for our fellow man, to do what's right, and to prevent the corporation from stealing these natives' land. This is our job and our duty. It's why we're here, guys. It's why you're here. It's why I'm here. And let's be the damn change, guys, because if we let this stuff continue, then it never stops. Stay on top of it, educate yourself, get prepared, be ready to stand up, because there's no more fence straddling. If you've been on the fence just hoping and waiting it's going to all work out, it's not. It's going to wait for you to the moment you stand up and be the change. This isn't something that gets changed by the presidency, because I don't know if you've ever heard this. In history of all governments, if a right is ever stripped from its people, it has never been returned. And the fact that everybody saw, no matter if you like Trump or hate Trump, there's no way he lost to Brandon. Brandon didn't even campaign. He stayed in his basement. Brandon can't hardly speak. It's impossible, dude. And yet the people allowed that to happen because there was never an uprising to make sure it was fixed. That is a loss of a right right there. Fail to action, loss of a right. We're not getting the right back. Like, the right is never coming back until we're like, no, we're taking this shit back. And it doesn't have to be ugly. It has to be unifying. The people have to come together, and that's literally all it takes. It takes one agenda, one accord, one people standing up together against these elite globalists like Governor Green and his Agenda 2030. That's what it takes, because they're not going to stop until we say so. So this is our job, guys. Be the change you want to see. Stay nice and dry.